At Upper Street, Miss Woodward had a horse, Trigger. He was used for driving and also for work around the property. All the snow in the yard, remember, had to be moved, and they used the horse and wagon. The horse was very independent, and but my dad spent a lot of time got it broken, so that they'd load the snow into the wagon and take it over between this place and Harold Williams' house next
you
door.
That confirms my story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a steep, there's a real
I
steep,
remember that.
There's a real steep
bank. It was a sleigh. Wasn't it a sleigh?
No, it was a sleigh.
Steep bank between here and Mr. Williams' house, and my dad had, we backed that horse up to the, so the rear would, the wagon would be going, heading down this hill, and he'd, you know, he'd tell us to drink a hole and stand, and he'd get off, and he'd slide the snow down over the bank, and they that's the way they get rid of all the snow here in the bank.
Mark always
it was really beautiful in those days. I mean, snow blown up in the big...
Didn't want the pattern of the snow. That's what it said.
But what Mark, maybe this is not true. Mark has told me, Jim, that when the horse got he had the horse really near the edge, like as usual.
Have
you heard that before? Or
yeah.
You think that's
yeah.
Not
I saw it.
Have you? Really?
I saw it happen.
It was true.
I didn't like to watch it because the horse was lunging.
I could
think
the whole thing would go over.
I know.
But Trigger was very independent and did just about what he wanted to do.
They were like brothers, like horse and man.
My dad, who was noted for all his life for being a horse trainer, got the horse to do everything properly. But when Dad wasn't around, he would revert to his old ways. When Mr. Woodward would want to drive Trigger over the Chalamont roads, I'm assuming to the Harrison Keach house, Dad would harness the horse up and put Mr. Woodward in the buggy, and they would go down Upper Street past the school and head up towards Chalamont Road. Without warning, Trigger would whirl around and race back to the barn.
He liked to go home.
Do you remember having to ride down there? And the minute you turn, anything that was going to come toward home, he'd stick it up in the early morning.
It was hard to get him out of the driveway and up that way.
He'd get back to the barn. Dad would get in the seat and drive him a long distance. He'd go over to Chalamont Road and said he could drive him to North Adams if he needed to. without incident. Mr. Woodward always needed applewood logs for his fireplace in the studio. And so my dad would go down in the bank in back of the studio, cut some apple logs, and pile them up. One day he sent... I'm thinking it's Louis Griswold. There were several people that used to work part-time here. And Louis Griswold was one of them. And I think there was a Tatro and Gordon Graves from Asheville, I remember.
Yep, we have pictures of him.
Yep, Mark thinks that's him.
Part-time for a while. My dad ended up working with Gordon Don Mayhews after he left here. But I'm pretty sure in this case it was Louis Griswold. And
do you remember
Dad,
him?
Oh, yeah.
He was funny.
So Dad...
He was good.
Dad sent Louis Griswold and Trigger in the wagon down to get the load of logs down on the hill. Dad looked out the barn window and saw the wagon full of logs, but Trigger refused to move.
Uh-oh.
He just froze. And he refused. He wasn't going to bring the logs up the hill.
That's a lot of work.
And, so Dad let out a holler, Trig, and the horse lunged. My dad, when he used to tell the story, the tears would come out. You get laughing so much at it. He hollered, Trig, and he said the horse just lunged through the air. All the logs came off the wagon. And Louis Griggles fell into the back of the wagon.
Oh, God.
And the horse just raced up the hill and
back.
So he knew when my father said something that he didn't mean it.
Better jump.
Oh, dear.
And here, And but he could, my dad could do anything.